This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Finn and with me is Neil.
Hello.
And we have a technology theme today. Neil, you carry a smartphone, don't you?
Yes. My phone can take photos and search the internet. I can watch videos, send messages, and even... Oh, hang on.
Even make phone calls?
Yes.
Very good.
Sorry about that.
And I can see you're also wearing a very fine pair of glasses.
Oh, thank you. They do make me quite handsome, don't
yes,
you think?
Yes, of course. But how would you like to combine the two things, to put them together?
Combine my smartphone and glasses?
Well, that's what Google hope people will do. Their new product, Google Glass, is a kind of small computer you wear on your face.
Yes, several companies are now developing wearable tech. That's technology you can wear, just like my glasses. With Google Glass, when you wear them, you can see the real world as normal, but also a small kind of computer screen hanging in space.
Interesting, isn't it? And it makes me think of an action movie. Neil, which action movie character had special eyes that were like computers giving information about the world around him?
That's a difficult question. I'm not sure. Science fiction's not my favourite type of movie. I will say, though, Terminator.
Okay, you're not a science fiction fan. We'll find out at the end of the program if that was right. First, let's take a closer look at these specs, or glasses, themselves.
We don't have a pair, but our BBC colleague, Rory Kethlen-Jones, went to Google to try a pair out. Now, listen carefully. Which three different things does he do with them?
Okay, Glass. Take a picture. There, I've got a picture of the cameraman. I'm going to go back. Okay, Glass. Let's record a video. I'm now recording everybody that's in this room. And I'm going to stop that. How do I say thank you for the flowers in Japanese? Excellent. So I can now speak Japanese via these glasses.
So, which different things did Rory Kethlen-Jones do?
Did you hear them? Number one, he took a picture.
Take a picture.
Number two, he recorded a video.
Let's record a video.
And three,
how do I say thank you for the flowers in Japanese?
He learned how to say a phrase in Japanese.
Very good. Yes, Neil, I know you speak Japanese. What was the phrase?
Oh, right. It was Hana arigato gozaimashita.
Wonderful pronunciation.
Hana arigato gozaimashita.
Which means thank you for the flowers. But anyway, let's get back to English.
With all the things these glasses can do, some people find them creepy, a bit strange and scary.
Yes, because you can use them while walking along the street, for example. Nobody will know what you're doing, and some people are worried that they might be used to find out information about their private or personal lives.
And some are concerned about drivers using the glasses, saying it could be dangerous when driving.
And casinos, places where people play games like card games to win money, are concerned they could be used to cheat. Anyway, what do you think about them, Neil?
I have to say I don't like the idea.
Okay, why?
Because I like to be separate from technology sometimes. I'm worried that my brain will stop working if I have a computer on my head.
If there's a computer in your head, you might become a cyborg, which is part man, part machine, which takes me back to the question I asked you earlier, what was the action movie where there was a character with a robot eye?
I said Terminator.
And that was absolutely correct.
Ah, brilliant.
Very good. The Terminator with Terminator vision. So, what do you think about Google Glass and wearable tech in general? Let us know on the BBC Learning English Facebook page. Now, Neil, could you remind us of some of today's language?
Smartphone. To combine. Wearable tech. Specs. Creepy. Private. Casino. Cyborg.
And that's it for this program. Do join us again for more 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Goodbye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.